you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We will be there. New Zealand has been a great friend and partner for many years. Our relationship has never been better. And what they're going through is absolutely terrible.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Very interesting and I think very troubling days we live in. I think you can't get away from what happened in New Zealand yesterday without coming away with this idea, this understanding that mankind left to their own device ends up in really bad places. We'll find out more. We don't know much about the shooter, but it does appear that there were people that at least knew about it and maybe have tried to help him. And on that level, you've got evil being assisted. Very interesting also, and we almost overlooked the president vetoing the national emergency declaration, which I think is exactly the right thing to do. I don't understand the vote that went down in the Senate this week. I don't understand how I watched even more congressional testimony today, earlier today, of some of the lower committee hearings and people that were testifying, and AOC's in there and she's saying, well, you know, why would we declare this a national emergency and not the opioid thing? It's, hey, Ninny. We declare the opioid thing a national emergency. We've got an opioid piece of legislation that came out that Congress is choosing to address the issue with, that the president signed. Massive bill. Lots of action being taken there. But when you've got thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds, tons literally, of drugs that are killing Americans coming across the border, Dan Crenshaw, I watched one of his segments of one of the hearings where he had a girl come to his office in Washington. Dan Crenshaw is the congressman from Texas with the patch over one eye because he lost it in service to his country. But she came to his office and she said, Congressman, I was human trafficked over the border. I was brought to New York City. I was raped 5 times a day for several years. And she said, there is more of this happening than anyone realizes or understands. We have to do something about it. That girl just came across the border under the custody of someone who wasn't a relative. And that's the life that they were subjected to. When people say, you know, oh, we're worried about the separation of kids and families. Well, what about those families? What about the families that have buried their children because of the opioid crisis? Yes, Mr. President, declaring the national emergency was the right thing to do. I'm ashamed of the 12 Republicans that opposed you, but the veto is the right thing. We're on the right path. Friends, do not lose heart. We will prevail. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.